Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve Gruber on the Steve Gruber Show this Wednesday, June 26th. There are three big things you need to know. Number three, Democrats debate tonight in Florida. 10 candidates on stage: Cory Booker, Bill de Blasio, Tulsi Gabbard, Beto O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren, and more. What, oh, what might they discuss? Preview a bit, and of course, review on tomorrow's show. Number two, Elizabeth Warren, who was on the debate stage tonight, making a statement on immigration yesterday. It's just about as wild and unreasonable as you might expect. And number one, employees at Wayfair are walking out today to oppose furniture sales to migrant detention facilities. Yes, walking out to protest giving beds to children. It's an interesting strategy. Good morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. More on that story in just a moment. Hour three of the program flying by. Ron Rademacher this hour. And Fred Lucas, the Daily Signal, with a great story about voter fraud in Texas. That's all happening this hour. Thanks for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. As I said, I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here and teach in the journalism department as well. And always glad to be with you here on the Steve Gruber Show. You've got me for a bit. Steve's on vacation. So all the way through Independence Day, I'm with you. And that means we do a Democrat debate recap and analysis tomorrow and Friday morning on the show. Plenty of audio to go along with it. Last night, the House passing a bill approving billions of dollars to help ease the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. Now, recall, there is no crisis. We were told 2 months ago, no crisis. There's no crisis. And now every story you see, it's a crisis. House voted 230 to 195, mostly along party lines, to approve the $4.5 billion package for the border, an influx of Central American migrants straining government agencies and led to conditions for detained children that are not ideal, to say the least. Nancy Pelosi saying the situation is child abuse, an atrocity that violates every value we have. All but four Democrats backed that legislation. You can guess the four: Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts. Three Republicans voting in favor of the bill: Will Hurd, Chris Smith, and Brian Fitzpatrick. Democrats making some tweaks that now have to try to merge things and coordinate with the Senate side of things. They want to try to get it done by Thursday, which is when they're leaving town. But no guarantee that will happen. And then I'm not sure they'll leave town if they can't get it done. We'll see. Meanwhile, this story is just nuts. Boston-based company Wayfair. You may have bought something from Wayfair online. They're planning a walkout to oppose furniture sales to migrant detention facilities. Now, this is one of the reasons why there is no compromise. We talked about this yesterday with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her comments on the border crisis. You know, she is highly critical of the treatment of migrants and of children along the border. And yet she voted against $4.5 billion to actually give them food and water. That $4.5 billion is for food and water and other things, but for the migrants, for the children, she voted against it. There is no compromise outside of open borders and no penalties for those on the far left and those who want to virtue signal, like these Wayfair employees. They are walking out to oppose furniture sales to migrant detention facilities. They do not want migrants and children to have beds. They do not want to provide beds for children. Employees of Wayfair announced Tuesday they will stage a walkout today to protest the company's decision to sell furniture to operators of facilities for migrant children detained at the southern border. According to a Wayfair employee who asked not to be identified for fear of retribution, but again, if you walk out tomorrow, they might know who you are. Wayfair employees learned last Wednesday that a $200,000 order of bedroom furniture had been placed by a government contractor that has been managing camps at the border. The employee said, "We were disheartened and concerned about Wayfair's business." Within hours, a group of 50 employees began drafting a letter to the company's executive leadership outlining their concerns. 547 employees signed the letter, which was then handed off to the leadership team. It said that the order destined for a facility to be outfitted to detain up to 3,000 migrant children. We, the undersigned, are writing to you from a place of concern and anger about the atrocities being committed at our southern border. Ask the company to cease all current and future business with this outfitter and other contractors, and requested the company establish a code of ethics for business-to-business sales that allows Wayfair employees to act in accordance with our values. They're not going to fulfill orders for people that they don't agree with? This is crazy. Letter said, we believe the current actions of the United States and their contractors at the southern border do not represent an ethical business partnership. At Wayfair, we believe that everyone should live in a home they love. Let's stay true to that message, blah, 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 blah. Group sent it to executives Friday, received a response on Monday. In the unsigned letter, the executive said they appreciated the employees' effort to bring the issue to their attention. But as business leaders, they said, quote, we also believe in the importance of respecting diversity of thought within our organization and across our customer base. As a retailer, it is standard practice to fulfill orders for all customers, and we believe it is our business to sell to any customer who is acting within the laws of the countries within which we operate. We believe all of our stakeholders, employees, customers, investors, and suppliers included are best served by our commitment to fulfill our orders. Yes, someone orders something, you deliver it. That is quite the business model from Wayfair. Their employees apparently can't handle it. Wayfair confirmed the letter was sent in response to the concerns, declined to speak any further. In wake of the response, there's a Twitter feed, of course there is, at Wayfair Walkout. Customers began expressing their thoughts. Employees plan to walk out of their offices today at 1:30. We'll see if they have jobs when they return. Of the executive response, quote, we're disheartened given what we know is happening at the southern border that there wasn't a larger reaction. We are a coalition of employees. We were hoping for something that spoke more to our values. Not everyone's values, unless it's some sort of monolithic hiring structure. You can't pretend to speak for everyone. I don't know how many employees Wayfair has. 547 on the letter. Is that all Boston employees? Is that all Wayfair employees everywhere? Is there no room for employees who simply want to do their jobs and fulfill orders and send beds and furniture to children who have crossed the border? As you could imagine, there are, celebrities and politicians responding to that Twitter feed. The walkout happens at 1:30 today. Again, I think it'll be interesting to see if they have jobs when they want to return to the office. And as much as you want to say, man, Wayfair, I'm not going to buy from them again. Look at these employees. The executives appear to be acting the right way. Perhaps behavior that should be rewarded. We'll see if they fold later today during the walkout. Wayfair. Whew. Ron Rademacher next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today. at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Why's the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org.